Good morning. Announcements for this morning. Next Sunday, we will have our Mother's Day Continental Breakfast. And men, we are asking you to help with initial setup and cleanup. So, and Connie says, you bet. And so, if we could make sure that we get that taken care of. And also next weekend, College and Career is having a work weekend out at Camp Lottie. Now, it's not going to be all work. But it will be, they have a few projects that they want to take care of, and there will be some worship, and then it also says plenty of fellowship. And if you'd please contact Mark this next week, he will let you know all the details. I'm just going to leave it for that. And then Ladies Weekend at Camp Lottie is May 15th through the 17th. And there's details and information and registration forms in the back rack of the narthex. And my wife asked me to tell you that even if you're going for the day on Saturday, that you'd sign up so they make sure they got enough food and all that stuff's taken care of. They'd love to have you for the day, but just let them know you're going to be there. And then we started looking at our picture directory. And we decided, after looking at it, with all the changes that have happened within the congregation in the last 3 years or 4 years, whatever it's been since we did it, that we need a new one. And so Cheryl is going to start taking pictures again. And so if you would make a time with her to sign up, and I don't know, there's a whole announcement there, so you can read that and figure that out. And then for Tuesday, we are being asked for the funeral of Teresa Widener to help with serving and cleanup. And so for those that could help with that, would you please just be here so we can get that taken care of? It would be greatly appreciated. This week, there is no seminary Bible study on Monday. Women's Bible study will be on Thursday at 9:30, junior youth at 7 o'clock, Wednesday night. That's Wednesday, by the way. And then next Sunday is our Mother's Day Continental Breakfast, and our normal worship services. We will not have adult Sunday school next Sunday with the Continental Breakfast. And I think that's it for announcements. So let us begin our service in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we're going to read from Psalm 23, or the 23rd Psalm. And I'm going to ask you, especially today, pay attention to this because it relates back especially to the sermon this morning. So, reading in Jesus' name. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And we will continue by standing to sing our opening hymn, number 157, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Our second scripture reading for this Sunday is taken from the Epistle of 1 John, 3rd chapter, beginning with verse 16. Reading as follows in Jesus' name. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever has this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us, because of the Spirit which he hath given us. Let us pray. Our gracious, our loving, our most merciful Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the love that you have shown to us by giving of yourself so freely without asking anything of us in return. And Lord, we realize your word speaks to us. Your word tells us that we then, by your Spirit in us, are enabled and empowered to love, to give of ourselves, to serve others. And Lord, we realize that daily we have these opportunities. Forgive us for our selfishness and help us to really be able to see the needs around us as your eyes see them. And may you create in us a more caring attitude and heart, that we would be able to truly reach out with the love that you've so freely poured, not just on us, but into us, that we by your Spirit are enabled and empowered to love as you have loved us. Father, we're thankful for the privilege we have to gather in your house to worship you, to gather together in fellowship one with another, to again hear your word and your servant proclaim it to us. And we ask your special anointing upon Pastor Jerry, that he would be empowered and emboldened to speak that which you've laid upon his heart, that you'd open our hearts to receive it, and then to, by your Spirit and by your grace, be able to live to your honor and glory and praise. Father, we ask for your special comfort for those who are suffering losses, especially we think of the Widener family. And we lift up to you, Pastor Jay and Adam and all the family. And Lord, there be others here today who are suffering various types of losses, various types of anxieties, concerns, cares. May the comfort and encouragement of your word and your Spirit uplift them, encourage them, and inspire them, and embolden us as your people to serve you, to give as you have given us. So, Father, we ask your blessing upon our continued time of fellowship together. We ask that you would be with us, that everything said and done would be to your honor and glory and praise. And as we would go from your house, we would truly be the ambassadors in our world to the world around us. We ask this in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.
God. of you who are guests this morning. I also want to thank Pastor Ray Hillman for the scripture reading and prayer. If you are a guest, I'd encourage you to fill out the card on the pew in front of you just to let us know that you've been here. Also, if anyone wishes to make a need known to the pastor, that would be the way to do it as well. Catherine will play briefly on the organ while you accomplish that.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you giving you thanks for all that you do for us, for all your grace and your mercy, and Father, for the provision that you continue to provide for us each and every day. And as we give that a portion of that back in the form of tithes and offerings, we ask, Father, that through it, your gospel would go forth and people would come to know your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray these things in his name. Amen. During the singing of our next hymn, your tithes and offerings will be received. Good morning, and welcome to our guest this morning. We thank you for joining us. This morning we're going to take a look at a text in which Jesus tells us exactly, or not exactly, but he tells us who he is, and he also tells us who we are. And it's in a form that in today's modern society we probably don't have a real good understanding of. But when he told his original audience, they knew exactly what he was talking about. And we will find out that Jesus says some things that maybe weren't quite so flatterous to us, or so flattering to us, excuse me. Because Jesus tells us that he does a very dirty job for us, because he cares for us from our birth to our death, and even after our death. And because of this, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. And I would ask, as you are able, to please stand for the reading of, or for the hearing of the Gospel. Reading in Jesus' name. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catches them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Amen. Please be seated. Our text starts out with Jesus calling himself something that no respectable religious person would call themselves in this day. For he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus tells us here that he is something who is unclean in some ways. Because we have to understand a little bit about sheep and about shepherds. Shepherd was not considered to be a good person. We've kind of romanticized this whole idea in modern Christianity. But rather, a shepherd was dirty. He was nasty. He had all kinds of things clinging to him that we would not like. And he certainly couldn't go and worship with the good people in the temple. He cared for livestock. And he didn't have all the modern conveniences that he could go take a shower and clean the filth off of him. He slept outside. And those of you who have been camping for 3 or 4 days without a shower know what that gets to be like. And this is really what Jesus says, I am the shepherd. This is something that people of that day would have said, what? And yet he says, I am the good shepherd. A shepherd was not considered to be pleasing to God. You were shunned by the good people. And yet, a shepherd was absolutely necessary in those days. For it cared for the livestock that provided the wool for the clothing. It provided meat to eat. It provided all or much of their sustenance for the day. And even the sacrifice for temple worship. A shepherd took care of an animal that is not very bright. My brother-in-law has started raising sheep. And it's been a very interesting journey as I go back and forth to my in-laws to watch the sheep. And a very educational experience. Because sheep, from the start, aren't very dumb or aren't very smart. They always seem to get out into the out of the pasture and the fences. They wander where they're not supposed to go, into other fields. And yet, in the pasture is the safest place for them. For they have everything that they need. They have all they need to eat, to drink. They're protected from the elements, for they have safety. And yet, they look to the other side and want out. And the other thing that's very interesting is that sheep can be led astray very, very easily. And I'll give you an exact example of this. In that one time, one of my brother-in-laws went over and dumped feed into the sheep pasture and left a little bit on the bucket of the loader and drove back home. And this is about a mile away. And little bits went along the road. And even though they had that big mound of food there, they all got out of the pasture and they all followed that little bits of food all the way down the road. And they all end up there. And not only did they go the one time when there was food to follow, but they continued to do it time after time after time, and they'd have to be brought back. And you see, these are the type of things that we don't understand in today. We don't really understand what Jesus is talking about. And sheep don't know the risks of wandering away. They don't know the risks of wolves and coyotes. They don't know the risks of bears and cars and all the different ways that they could be killed. And yet, they continue to wander. And so we sit and we listen to all these examples and we think, boy, are sheep dumb. Jesus is the good shepherd. We are the sheep. And this is the thing. What Jesus says here is actually very offensive to most human beings. We are compared to an animal that is not very smart. We think, in many cases, that we're pretty smart. We've got this stuff figured out. But Jesus lets us know really where we stand. And it's also very reassuring when we come to the realization that yes, we are sheep. That Jesus is the good shepherd. And this is where our psalm for this morning comes in, because it really gives us a prayer to pray and an understanding of what a true shepherd does for us. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing that I lack. He has given us everything. There is nothing that we lack. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." Now, we have to understand a little bit about something about sheep in this too. Sheep cannot drink from running water. It has to be flat surfaced. And so when you deal with this, you realize that God leads us and gives us everything that we need, even to the point of giving us still water to drink at. He renews our lot, my life. It is God who renews us. He leads me along paths of righteousness for His name's sake. In and of ourselves, we wander down the road where we're not supposed to go. We go into the pastures that we're not supposed to be in. But God leads us down the righteous path. And then, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And this is what we are to look at. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. At the table of the Lord there is plenty. and we have plenty in our lives. Only goodness and mercy will pursue me all, or goodness and mercy shall pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is what the good shepherd does for us. He spares nothing to make us his own. He spares nothing to lead us down the paths that we are to walk in. And he has done everything to care for his sheep. And then Jesus goes on to talk about the hired man. The hired man, since he is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, leaves them and runs away when he sees a wolf coming, and the wolf snatches and scatters them. And this happens because he is a hired man and does not care about the sheep. Now notice what Jesus says here, that the hired man cares nothing about the flock. He doesn't care. At the end, when danger or trouble comes, he leaves. But the true shepherd does not leave. Now in a lot of cases, what this has been interpreted to be is the false prophets. Because there were false prophets in Jesus' day saying, "Here I am, I'm the Messiah." They were all over the place. And unfortunately, there is false teaching and false prophets even today. People saying, "Here he is, here's Jesus," and yet when trouble comes, they're gone. And Jesus goes on to reiterate who he is. "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." Now this to me is one of the most important parts in this text. Jesus Christ knows us, each of us, individually. He calls us by name. He knows our characteristics as well as my brother-in-law knows the characteristics of each sheep in his flock. And that's the thing that we really don't understand. We start to kind of think that God's out there a little bit, that he's someplace over there. But he's involved intimately in our lives each and every day, all the time. And he goes on to tell us just how intimately he is involved with us in verse 15. "Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father," or "known by me, just as the Father knows me." As a father-son relationship, that's how God and how Jesus Christ knows us. As close as you are to your children. And children, as close and as much as you know about your parents. That's how close that relationship is. We know each, God knows us. As close as the Father and the Son are together. And then we come to find out how much we mean. "I lay down my life for the sheep." And this is the thing. Jesus Christ knows us. He knows where we will go astray. He knows those paths that we will walk in. He knows the sins that we are going to commit. He knows who we are. And yet, he lays down his life. He goes to the cross and sheds his blood for us. That he would not only provide for us in this life, but that we would have the promise of life to come. And he goes on to include all the people of this world. "And I have other sheep that are not of this fold,
and I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so that there will be one flock and one shepherd. Now Jesus, when he first is addressing or speaking this, the crowd he is addressing for the most part is Jews. And he's talking about the Gentiles. But even today, this is true. When he's speaking to us as Gentile Christians, there are other people out there who are part of this flock. And they will know him. And we are his body to proclaim that message. We, the church, are to present Jesus Christ to this world, to those other members of his flock that don't know it yet, so that they too will hear his voice, and they too will know the Good Shepherd. And he goes on to really talk about what happened on Easter. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down the life, my life, that I might take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. This is the charge I have received from my Father. As we are still celebrating Easter within the church, we understand what happened on Good Friday. Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, became the Lamb of God. Took our sins upon him and was slaughtered and shed his blood for our benefit. That we would be washed in his blood. And then he was raised. And he was raised to give us new life, to give us victory over sin, death, and the devil. That this stuff was not going to separate us from God any longer. You see, death has no meaning for us anymore. Death has been conquered. We have new life in the person of Jesus Christ. It has been given to us, and it is proclaimed to us, and we have seen it through the proclamation of his word. And this is the thing that we must remember. Our good shepherd has not only died for us, but has been raised for us to give us new life. He has accomplished everything that we need in this life. And he cares for us intimately. And he knows us without beyond a shadow of a doubt who we are, and loves us despite who we may think we are. Because in that new life, he has recreated us to be perfect and holy and white and clean sheep. And he will continue to lead us and guide us throughout our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we give you thanks for this day. We thank you, Father, that you have sent your Son, not only our Good Shepherd, but also your Lamb. That, Father, our sins could be forgiven in his shed blood, and that, Father, we would have new life in his resurrection. We ask, Father, that you would be with us throughout this week, that you would work in and through us, that we would be able to proclaim this message, not only by our words, but also, Father, by our deeds. That, Father, people would see your Son through our actions, through our words, and through our love for them. Father, we ask that you would indeed Help this word to be alive and moving within our hearts, our minds, and throughout each and every day of our lives. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now raise your heads and your hearts and receive the Lord's benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we will conclude our service this morning by singing hymn number 275, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Sunday, and God's peace be with you.